150 million years ago, dinosaurs stalked the land, while sea monsters rule the oceans. Creepy crawlies forage on the seabed. Then, 65 million years ago, disaster. An asteroid destroyed 85% of life on Earth. But the horseshoe crab survived. A bit of prehistory still in our midst.
They connect me with the past. I mean, you figure the dinosaurs saw the same creatures that I'm seeing.
They may be ugly, clumsy, weird, but horseshoe crabs have their own special fan club. Our female looks like a flying saucer. Under her helmet-like shell, she has 10 jointed legs, mostly used in walking. But the front pair are pincers for grasping food and stuffing it into the middle of her body, her mouth. A scavenger, she'll eat pretty much anything she finds. Algae and small shellfish are favorites. She's not a fierce hunter, taking only creatures small enough to crush with her weak claws. Getting enough food is vital. Her body is busy mass-producing eggs. Her annual breeding season is right now. She'll need 80,000 eggs ready to lay by the time she gets to the shore. But her greatest secret is her blood. It's blue.
I love that they have blue blood. I've never seen a creature with blue blood before. I think that's just too cool.
Our blood is iron-based. Iron carries the crucial oxygen round our bodies. Iron makes it red. Horseshoe crabs are different. They use copper. And the result is glistening blue blood. Turning science fiction into fact, Dr. Carmela Cuomo explains to her class of marine biology students just how vital this blood is.